Like all sports teams, the Philadelphia 76ers have dozens of corporate partners. Most are names you know, like Budweiser or Pico. But on December 20th, the team announced a deal with a Chinese-based company almost no one had heard of. Colorstar describes itself as a metaverse company, a concept that involves virtual reality. But its own digital footprint is odd, and things got even stranger when fans and reporters started digging around. I spoke with one of those journalists, Dan McQuaid, an editor and co-founder of Defector Media. I asked him what stood out when he and colleagues began to investigate.
So when I first started looking into the company, I noticed that they had just signed on a new CEO 5 days before. His name is Lucas Capetian. And the press release, not the one with the Sixers, but their own press release, called him Sir Lucas Capetian, as if he were from the Capetian family in France in the 12th century. You know, like he was fighting the Plantagenets. His LinkedIn said he had an executive MBA from Harvard. Harvard does not offer an executive MBA. And most notably, his picture was represented by an avatar that looked like it was from a video game.
Okay, so we should say here, Defector Media did a lot of digging on this, as did a Sixers fan podcast called The Rights to Ricky Sanchez. One of the things that you guys happened upon is that it appears as recently as 2019, this company was called China Advanced Construction Materials Group, and it claimed to specialize in making concrete. Anything else that was weird just in the background of this company?
You know, Colorstar began as a company called TGS Wood Flooring, and it turned into China Advanced Construction Materials Group, and it turned into Huaiteo Technology. It sold its concrete business in 2020, and it seemed to sort of just want to shift into the metaverse. It all just seems very strange.
A spokesperson for Colorstar told Defector that the company's main business was its app. When you opened the app, you found what?
When you open the app, it plays a video. The video has changed over the past couple weeks. Originally, it was just sort of nonsense about the metaverse. Then it became soccer player David Villa sort of talking a little bit about his career. Then it shifted to a preview of the Colorstar metaverse, which looked like it was, you know, like the Money for Nothing, Dire Straits video, like PlayStation 1 technology. It was very, very not what I would expect a new product to look like.
The saga, at least from a Philadelphia perspective, ends on January 14th, I believe. The Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast reported that the Sixers have ended their relationship with Colorstar due to a breach of contract. The Sixers did confirm that to WHYY. Any idea why the Sixers reversed course here, or are we just sort of left in the dark?
Right before the Sixers canceled their deal, Colorstar did two things. One, someone tweeted at Colorstar saying, plug Ben Simmons into the metaverse. Ben Simmons obviously is the Sixers all-star who has not been playing this season. And Colorstar responded to the tweet by saying, love the idea. Thank you. The next day, they put out a press release that said, a recently inked deal with the Philadelphia 76ers will see the NBA team's elite professional players enter the color world themselves, giving fans the opportunity to interact and shoot hoops with their favorite athletes within the walls of Color World. Clearly, the Sixers' deal with Colorstar did not involve the Sixers players. And you may need to make a different deal for that because, you know, the players are in a union as NBA basketball players, and they have different deals. You know, the team can't just sell their rights and likenesses. So that is my guess as to why the Sixers terminated this partnership.
Well, and after all this, I am left wondering, tomorrow, could I go to a sports franchise, say, hi, I'm the CEO of AviCorp, I want to be your partner, and they would just say yes, as long as I have enough money.
That's a great name, by the way. AviCorp, you should like trademark that.
I'll trademark that.
I mean, maybe after this, I would hope the Sixers would be a little more careful. this is not the first time something like this has happened. The American F1 team Haas had a partnership with an energy drink company called Rich Energy that the energy drink did not appear to exist. Some European soccer teams have entered into partnerships with very, very dubious companies. But I don't know. You know, the Sixers talk about caring about the community and they do partnerships with local companies. You know, the partnership with Colorstar devalues their, you know, black business partnership that they like to tout the past 2 years. You know, like they have a partnership with Thunder Mug, a coffee shop I like in East Falls. Well, that partnership is now diluted because the Sixers' other partnerships are things like, you know, Colorstar.
That's Dan McQuaid, a Philly-based editor and co-founder for Defector Media.